This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. When I think of car racing, I think of an assault of the senses. Bits of gravel flying into crowded stands, the haze of exhaust crashing over you in hot, blurry waves. To be honest, it's never done much for me unless I'm watching Days of Thunder. Oh yeah, and the sound. Awesome to listen to if you've got the right hearing protection. But the world racing circuit is about to kick into a new and different gear. I'm talking about Formula E World Championship, featuring, yes, electric cars. Formula E drivers revved their engines recently in Britain at the Donington Park circuit, and the BBC's Theo Leggett, by the way, a confirmed petrol head, went to find out more.
Okay, despite what you might think, that isn't the sound of an overpowered vacuum cleaner or a giant food mixer. In fact, it just could be the sound of a revolution taking place in the world of motorsport. I'm talking about Formula E, the first ever world championship for electric racing cars. It starts in Beijing in September, and there'll be races in cities around the world, including Miami and Long Beach. And it isn't just for fun, as the series' chief executive Alejandro Agag explains.
The objective of Formula E is to have more electric cars in the streets of the cities around the world. We think electric cars help to solve big problems that we have, like city pollution. So with Formula E, we want to accelerate that change towards electric cars.
The cars themselves look sleek and purposeful, quite like an Indy car or something from Formula One. But when they leave the garage, there's no revving engine, no pungent smell of burned fuel, just a frantic, high-pitched whirring. And if spectators find it all a bit strange, so do the drivers. Among them, former IndyCar racer Catherine Legg.
I've been driving racing cars now for a very long time, and we used to big old grumbly engines, and obviously it's silent. So you're going down the straight and you can feel a little bit of buffering from the wind as you would normally, but there's no roar behind you, it's completely quiet.
The races will all take place on city streets, so fans can get close to the action, and DJs will provide a thumping musical backdrop. Ex-Formula One champion Alain Prost, who's running a team in Formula E, thinks it's a winning combination.
You know, we are going to have a one-day race inside the city with a lot of music, the concert in the evening, and I hope that we're going to bring some new people looking at this kind of race, and especially young people.
And that's the key. Formula E is aimed at young people, the kind who want their technology as clean and pristine as a polished iPod, and who won't miss the oily rumble of, say, a NASCAR V8. It means the new championship may well be spectacular, but it'll certainly be rather quiet. At Donington Park Racetrack, I'm Theo Leggett for Marketplace.